But staying on the topic of the mines, on a more positive note though, an increasing number of mining companies are supporting the establishment and operations of commercial farming enterprises and food gardens in the communities surrounding the mines. This does put a rather positive spin to it, doesn't it?
Well, it is, as long as it's done in authentic and it's done on scale. And I've been a very big proponent of this parallel economy where, you know, you have mines, but you also have big agricultural enterprises. Now, in the previous story, we heard the shocking story of the absolute worst case scenario of what can happen to a community when the mine they have become dependent upon for everything in their lives comes to an end of its commercial life. And believe me, this is not an issue that is something that happens when only unscrupulous smaller mine operators leave. It's an issue for mining across the board, across Africa, including the major mining companies. I've had the privilege of working with a company called AfriGrow. Its chairman is Jay Naidu, who needs no introduction whatsoever. Quinton Naidu is the CEO, who has a huge experience on the community agricultural side of things, no relation to each other. And this is a very dynamic company. They have been working with mines across South Africa to make them more socially viable, given the kind of stories that we've just been through. These mines, basically, they allocate their enterprise development and their supply development funds under the BEE codes to AfriGrow, who in turn then provide and allocate those towards providing logistics, pack houses, financial, technical mentorship, and all that good stuff to make these community farms commercially viable to a point when they can actually become an authentic part of the supply chains of these big companies, these mines, companies like Sun City in the Rustenburg area, which we're working on, and integrate as a supplier into their supply chains. So the companies that are doing this good work, Anglo Platinum, Sibanye Gold, Goldfields, are just some of the mining companies that are supporting AfriGrow in places like Rustenburg and on the West Rand, near Coltonville, actually, which is where basically that mine we just spoke about comes from. The whole rationale of this program, Ernest, is to get communities growing food on a significant scale so that they can make these communities self-sufficient, so they have a way of sustaining themselves with food, with energy, when the mine does come to an end of its life, so they still have a livelihood. I've dealt with many companies such as this, but never seen it on this scale. In 2015, 2016, AfriGrow applied 110 million rands of funding to these types of enterprises. I've visited some of the farms myself in the Rustenburg area, and I've seen for myself the extremely positive impact that these activities are having on the people who are living in these communities and the hope and the dignity that it is given to these people. It's amazing to see. So well done to these mining companies. And well done to Africa.
If only all mining companies can have a conscience.
Exactly. I think we can do with that, particularly in Africa.
All right. Thank you so much, Kevin.